Buckley is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats, and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long.
I don't know, it might already be too late, ladies and gentlemen. Every single day I look at the news, I find another story of a crazy police state action that you just can't make up. Bob Tuscan filling in for John today. Listen, I have several stories that I'm just absolutely outraged about, and none of these should surprise you. These come up, like I said, every single day, no exaggeration. The first story I want to talk about is a 9-year-old who was led away in handcuffs by Portland police. This has prompted quite a bit of outrage. It's at the front page of BobTuscan.com if you would like to see the full article. Two uniformed police officers from Portland showed up at a home of a 9-year-old girl last May, questioned her on the front porch about a fight at a youth club 6 days earlier, then handcuffed her as she stood in a blue and white bathing suit. They drove her to the police headquarters in downtown Portland, where she had fingerprints and a mugshot taken. Then I see a story here about kids being traumatized after nightmares from a cop raid gone wrong in Kalamazoo, Michigan, or is this Montana? A family was terrorized and accosted when a masked paramilitary outfit unexpectedly broke through their back door. And the militarization of the police is so evident. And I mean, when they say paramilitary, you got to look at some of these outfits. They have full military camo. These are police departments that have been 100% militarized. Well, anyways, the family assumed they were being attacked by robbers, but it turned out to be a SWAT team sent from the local Department of Public Safety. Yeah. The incident happened on May 1st and has been the source of continued nightmares for the two children who experienced it, age 7 and 8. It began as the family was jolted to attention by the sound of their rear entrance being breached. The door was splintered as the men kicked it in. That'll certainly give children nightmares. But it's not the end of my little montage here of police state stories gone wrong. I have two more. And this is just in the past 2 days, ladies and gentlemen. The past 2 days, I've gotten more stories about this than I think I've gotten all week last week. But nonetheless, like I said, they come in all the time. Every single day, practically, there's another one. And this one might take the cake, but I think my last one is a little bit more extreme and closer to home. Texas cop guns down a 93-year-old woman, but police not ready to say whether she was armed or not. You think they would want to volunteer that information right away to justify their act here. But anyways, authorities in Hearn, Texas are refusing to say if a 93-year-old woman was indeed armed when a police officer shot her at least five times. According to KBTX, ladies and gentlemen, Pearly Golden. What a nice name. Pearly Golden. That, she sounds like a nice 93-year-old grandmother. Pearly Golden was at her home on Kearney Street when she was shot by the Hearn police officer. Golden, who was known as Miss Sully by her friends, was later pronounced dead after being transported to St. Joseph Hospital. Hearn police are not ready to say whether Golden was armed or why the officer felt threatened. Robertson County District Attorney Cody Sigret told the station that he could not explain the shooting. He says, all I know is what they were called out here, or why they were called out here. They were dispatched out to her address to address an issue that was called. And again, I'm not sure exactly what the situation was, but it was not a random encounter. Neighbor LaWanda Cookie said she couldn't imagine why police would need to shoot a sweet woman like Golden. Even if she did have a gun, ladies and gentlemen, she's in her 90s. And this reminds me of what they did after Katrina. They ran around and took away old ladies' guns out of their hands. Literally. And I'll never forget watching the footage of these blanket gun confiscations that took place after Katrina, all under the guise of martial law. That's right, martial law trumps our Constitution, ladies and gentlemen. And it's a damn shame. So we have a 9-year-old led away in handcuffs. We have kids traumatized by a police raid. We have a Texas cop who gunned down a 93-year-old woman. And now we're going to go to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I'm sure we have several listeners there. David Barger, 69 years old, of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. He's a neck cancer survivor whose weight, according to the Coeur d'Alene Jail's finest, is 108 pounds. He stands 5 feet 8 inches tall and is cold most of the time. He has a daily struggle to swallow dinner without choking. His feeding tube disappears into his stomach and has become a tripping hazard at best. David is actually a listener. He calls into our show all the time. He's an active political activist in his area. In fact, he is so well known by the community that people smile when he politely greets them and listen to his high-end vocabulary and knowledge of political happenings. Some find him too difficult to understand. According to David, others find him a nuisance to eliminate if necessary. Being this politically active has placed him in the crosshair of local courts, prosecutor's office, police, and possibly Homeland Security. David always carries a pen and notepad, and his mind works like a digital tape recorder. An example of his colorful vocabulary, the prostitutes, as he likes to say, referring to the lamestream media. Why would this reporter be interested in talking about this from this piece that I'm reading here on BobTuscan.com by Professor Sean Teichner? Well, he says he's interested in writing about this Idaho resident and his happenings because of just how grotesque and disgusting this police state measure was. He was randomly walking up on the street, and some of Coeur d'Alene's police office attacked him and tackled him to the ground. He was charged with resisting arrest. Mind you, now he's hard of hearing and did not resist arrest. He simply was shocked by what they were doing. And in order to charge somebody with resisting arrest, you would think that there would have to be an arrestable offense in the first place that they were going after him for. But no, there was no arrestable offense. He was minding his business, walking down the street. Last night on my show, we interviewed him. And then after the interview, we called the prosecutor demanding that they drop charges. However, we called the wrong prosecutor. So I'd like to retract what I had said, and talk about the real prosecutor behind this. And in the next segment, we're going to call that prosecutor live on the air and demand that he drops the charges and hold the police officer's actions accountable. Also, we're going to talk about polio, which is now being pushed as the next epidemic around the world in the bottom of the hour. And then we're also going to talk about the the protocols of the Elders of Zion next hour with Clint Richardson and so much more.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I would love to hear about some solutions to dealing with police corruption, and I know the bad apple really ruins the barrel, but bottom line is these police state measures have become more common than ever before, these actions of these so-called peace officers. Where are the constitutional police officers, peace officers? Where are the constitutional sheriffs? they've certainly been outshadowed by these horrific stories. And last segment, if you're just joining us, we were talking about a elderly cancer survivor who was tackled by the Coeur d'Alene Police Department for essentially walking down the road. Last night I called the prosecutor live on the air and demanded that he drop the charges and have an internal investigation and possibly a criminal investigation into the actions of the so-called peace officers. Well, little boo-boo, I called the wrong number, okay? That happens. We got the wrong prosecutor, and they called back. So please, if you listened to my show last night and you received that number and had not called yet yourself, please don't call. I'm going to give you the correct number now, and we're going to call them live on the air demanding that they drop the charges here and see if we can speak with the prosecutor himself. The prosecutor's name is Wes Summerton. This is in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. We are going to be calling him live. And the reason for this is because I'd like to lead by example, and I'd like for you to do the same thing. I think at the end of the day, we can sit here and talk about all these police state stories, but if we don't hold them accountable, then we're just as part of the problem. So this might be a small solution. This might be a small action. This might not have any real weight, but we're going to see if we can put a little bit of pressure, just a little bit of pressure. And if enough of us call, if 10 of us call for crying out loud, they're going to take notice. I can guarantee that. All right, Mr. Producer, let's go ahead and call them. It's 208-769-2323.
Thank you for calling the Coeur d'Alene City Attorney's Criminal Division. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you need to send a fax, our fax number is 7-
You've reached Kathy with Coeur d'Alene City Attorney's Office, assistant to Wes Summerton. I'm unavailable. Please leave me a message. I will get back to you.
Please leave your message after the tone. When done, hang up or press the pound key.
My name is Bob Tuskin. I'm a nationally syndicated talk radio host and activist. I am calling today because of the case of David Barger being charged with resisting arrest. He's a 69-year-old elderly cancer survivor, as I'm sure you know. And I think it's absolutely despicable that you would charge him after the trauma that he's endured. Bottom line is, my audience right now, who's listening to me make this recording, is extremely disturbed, as am I. And this is growing legs, and there's quite a bit of national publicity that is coming to Coeur d'Alene. It's a beautiful place. I visited Coeur d'Alene, and I really hope that the prosecutors there, specifically you, Wes Summerton, do the right thing and not only drop the charges, but also take a closer look at the actions of these police officers, not only with an internal review, but also possibly pressing charges on them, because what they did is absolutely unconstitutional and criminal. How can somebody be charged with resisting arrest if they were not being arrested for an offense in the first place? This has been tried in higher courts, as I'm sure you know, and the same conclusion has been made. It cannot happen. I hope to hear of you dropping the charges soon, and I hope that you continue to do the right thing, upholding the Constitution and your oath to that Constitution. Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you simply made an oath to the bar. But that's a whole different story. Thank you for your time, and I hope that you understand our concern and act on this as soon as possible.
Thank you. Press 1 to accept this recording. Your message has been saved. Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye. Nice to talk to you again. So there you go, folks. I hope you all do the same thing. The phone number, once again, 208-769-2323. Press the number 1 and ask to speak with Prosecutor Wes Summerton. All right, one last time. Get out your crayon. Write this down. His name's Wes Summerton. The phone number is 208-769-2323. All right, moving right along. We got a lot to talk about. Like I said, next hour, Clint Richardson is going to be coming on with us to talk about the protocols of the Elders of Zion. And if you don't know about me and my background, you can't accuse me of being anti-Semitic for bringing up this topic. No, folks, it's far from that. The bottom line is I happen to come, you know, you don't choose where you're born. I happen to come from a Jewish family. And I'm outraged by these sorts of philosophies that we see enacted in our day-to-day world. So I'm going to cover that in-depthly with Clint Richardson. Of course, he hosts the show right before mine, Monday through Friday. Next segment, though, we have Sarah Walker coming on. She's an author, a researcher, and a health activist. And we're going to be talking about the polio epidemic and the new concerns that polio is running rampant around the world. It's the same sort of Hegelian dialectic with this, folks. Problem, reaction, solution. They are saying that, well, this polio vaccine is going to save us all, when the reality of the situation is the polio vaccine is not what has eradicated polio. In fact, I know this seems counterintuitive, but the polio vaccine is creating this epidemic. And we'll explain why that is so, and we'll explain what's in this vaccine, what this vaccine is all about with her next segment. So you're definitely going to want to stay tuned for that. Just a quick highlight while I'm previewing what's coming up. My show tonight, I'm going to have a gentleman by the name of David Chu on, who is an expat living in the Argentinian Patagonia. And we're going to be talking about relocating and leaving the United States. Now, I know many people have not lost hope, that many people out there will stay here till the day they die, that they're going to stay here and fight the powers that shouldn't be with all their might. And I definitely understand that sentiment. However, many people are ready to leave. Many people see the writing on the wall, perhaps, and are not excited about what's to come here. And they are seeking shelter elsewhere. They're going abroad. They're going to places like South America, Central America, and so on and so forth. So on tonight's show, we're going to explore that with somebody who has done this and written about it extensively. He wrote an article called Escape to the Patagonia, and we'll be talking with David Chu, who is a political activist here in the States, and now somebody who has left the country to seek asylum, if you will. So that should be good. And then for the last 2 hours of my show tonight, we'll be talking with Dr. Jim Fetzer about Sandy Hook. He is just getting back from going to Sandy Hook with Wolfgang Habig for a week that they spent there demanding answers about that event. And we'll talk with him about his experiences there. So lots to get to, lots to look forward to. And we'll continue on the other side of another quick break with Sarah Walker, researcher and writer at BobTuscan.com, on the new polio epidemic.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
There's always something to be afraid of, and oftentimes you know that's a sign that the solution is going to be the creation of so many more issues. And that certainly is the case with the polio epidemic, folks. A blast from the past. You should all be scared to death because polio, according to WHO, the World Health Organization, is back and bigger than ever before, and, well, the only solution, the final solution, perhaps, vaccinate yourself several times, if at all possible. Well, covering this with an in-depth research series is Sarah Walker, who writes for BobTuscan.com. And there are so many different aspects to this. She's been researching vaccines in general, but has been focusing in the last month or so on specifically the polio vax and the polio epidemic. And I'm pleased to bring Sarah Walker to the show. Sarah, what is the risk of getting polio in the U.S. Western Hemisphere? Because the way they're making it sound is that this is going to be spread around the planet faster than we can blink our eyes, perhaps.
Well, if you look at just the incidence of wild polio in the Western Hemisphere, there hasn't been a case for over 20 years in the entire hemisphere. And then in the U.S., the last wild case was 35 years ago. And what that means is that, I guess the way that they just define a wild case is that they look at, you know, the type of virus that they're isolating. And they wouldn't count, like, you know, if somebody flew over here from one of these countries, they wouldn't count one of those cases. So that those are called imported cases. But the last imported case was in 1993. So basically, since 1979, other than a handful of imported cases, there hasn't been any case of polio other than those caused by the vaccine.
Wow. So let's break down what exactly the newest propaganda is on the polio issue. They're saying we should all be afraid that it's becoming an epidemic again across the planet. What else are they telling us?
Well, I'm looking at this BBC article, and it says that the WHO recorded 417 cases of polio worldwide for all of 2013, and in 2014, it has already recorded 68 cases, and that's up 24 cases for the same period last year. What's really striking to me about this, it's two things. They're talking about, you know, third world countries where right now they're using the oral polio vaccine. The oral polio vaccine is it's a live virus vaccine. It's supposed to be a weakened live virus vaccine, but it's known that people who get that vaccine are contagious for up to 6 weeks after they get the vaccine. And there's a lot in the scientific literature about the vaccine viruses spreading and causing paralytic polio. And in fact, in India in 2006, just in that country, it caused 1,600 cases of paralysis. The vaccine did. So it's amazing to me, actually, that we're comparing. I mean, I'm not saying that it's not horrible, you know, to think about, you know, over 400 people being paralyzed in 1 year. But we're talking about the entire world. So for all of 2013, there were 417 cases of polio. There have been 68. This year, when we're comparing that to 1,600 cases of paralysis caused by a vaccine in one country in 1 year, I don't understand the logic behind it. Do you?
It makes no sense whatsoever. Now, part of my ignorance, but do we still vaccinate for polio here in the States?
We do. What we use here is the inactivated polio vaccine. We stopped using the oral polio vaccine in 2000 because it was causing way more cases of paralytic polio than it was preventing. If you look at, as I just said, because there wasn't a wild case since 1979, if you look at the 19-year period between 1980 and 1999, there were 152 cases of paralytic polio that were reported. 144 of them were attributed to the vaccine. So
wow.
They looked at that and finally said, okay, we're going to do away with this oral polio vaccine, which we know will definitely cause paralytic polio in a certain number of cases. So they did away with it in 2000, but they're still using the inactivated polio vaccine. Now, the thing about that is that there's been some recent studies. And I can't, I'll have to, that's going to be in my article that I'll be publishing on bobtuscan.com pretty soon. But there's some recent studies that show that the inactivated polio vaccine, which is a shot, and that's what's available in the U.S., may not be effective at preventing the spread of the disease. And one, I can just give you an example of one way that they figured this out is in Mexico, they also use the inactivated polio vaccine. And kids there, I guess, you know, I'm not sure why they were doing this, but kids there have, you know, they've gotten their vaccines, so they should be immune to polio. I mean, that's the whole point of vaccines, right? But they have these national immunization days where all the kids will get an oral polio vaccine, even though they've already been vaccinated with the inactivated vaccine. And they're finding that kids who should have been immune because they got the full series of the inactivated vaccine are still shedding the virus into the water for weeks afterwards, which means that at least for that route of transmission, it doesn't seem to be very effective. Now, that when you look at where the disease is a problem right now, it's in third world countries where the water situation is needs to be cleaned up, the sanitation system needs to be cleaned up. The virus is mainly spreading through contaminated food, contaminated water. So you have on the one hand that we're using this oral polio vaccine to combat a disease that is causing paralysis in a very small number, you know, very small number of cases of paralysis a year, but the vaccine itself is actually spreading a virus. And people in, you know, in the WHO and the medical community are talking about, okay, well, the next step is supposed to be that we move to this inactivated polio vaccine, but now we're questioning whether it even will work. And now we've got these circulating vaccine viruses all over the place that are causing paralysis.
Right. Tell me about the SV40.
Okay, so the SV40, SV40 is the simian virus 40, and what that means is it's a monkey virus basically that they found. Like historically, what they did with both vaccines, with the oral polio vaccine and the inactivated one, they made it by taking monkey kidneys, rhesus monkey kidneys, and culturing the polio virus on the monkey kidneys, and then creating vaccines out of it. Well, about 4 years after they released the vaccine, you know, to the U.S. population, a scientist in her lab was looking at some of these cells under a microscope and realized that the cells were dying for no reason. So she took some of the cells and injected them into hamsters, 23 hamsters, and 20 out of the 23 developed malignant, like gigantic malignant tumors within months. So she was concerned about it, and Maurice Hillman and another doctor, his name is escaping me right now, but Maurice Hillman also discovered this, you know, separately. They found this out, okay? And so the equivalent of the CDC at the time in the U.S. was aware of the contamination since at least 1961. But what they did was they said, well, we don't have any evidence that it's causing human cancers right now, so we're not going to recall the contaminated vaccine, and we're not going to warn anybody that it seems to be contaminated, that the vaccines seem to be contaminated with something that's causing cancer in animals. And they did make new regulations to try to get the SV40 virus out of the vaccine, but there's evidence that those regulations and the procedures that they're using to inactivate the SV40 virus may not have been effective. Because they continue to use the seed material from those original vaccines for 40 years after that. And kids who were born, like, you know, in kind of the mainstream idea is that since 1963, the vaccines are supposed to have been decontaminated. You know, they're not supposed to contain SV40
right.
anymore. But there's two things that make it seem like that may not be the case. The first one is they did tests. There's studies that where they did tests in 2005 and found contaminated vaccines. At least in Italy, there was a contaminated vaccine until 1999, and in the Soviet bloc, which distributed vaccines all over the world, there were they were producing contaminated vaccines till the late 70s, and they didn't test everything.
Right. Sarah, hold that thought. We've got to take a quick break, and we'll come back with more of this. And your calls on vaccines at 800-313-9443.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Face to face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace. Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that ever is.
Got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the guru on the train and the full court dress. We got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.
Joined us to talk about the protocols of the Elders of Zion, a topic that needs to be discussed because that right there seems to be the tenets of the powers that shouldn't be. And we'll get into that with Clint Richardson, Corporation Nation. But now we're going to finish off this segment with Sarah Walker, our writer at BobTuscan.com, who's been doing extensive research specifically on the polio vaccine the last couple months, but on vaccines in general. And after we finish our thoughts on the polio vax, we'll talk about a few other vaccines as well and continue this conversation. Sarah, where would you like to pick it up? She's still with me, Mr. Producer? Well, it looks like Sarah has dropped temporarily. We'll try to reconnect with her as soon as possible. But in the meantime, I want to tell you about some of these problems with the polio vax that we've been highlighting. OPV has a long history of causing paralytic polio. OPV is Is she there now?
Hello?
Hi, sorry, we lost you for a second.
Oh, okay.
Where would you like to pick it back up?
Well, I think I had been talking about how there's this mainstream view that the polio vaccines had been free of SP40 since 1963, but that there's evidence that it may not have been. The one thing I had mentioned so far was that tests on vaccines that were produced after 1963 came back positive for SP40. But the other thing is that in cancers of people who were born after 1963, so after the vaccine was supposed to be clean, they've been finding SP40 in their tumors.
That's just a coincidence.
It's possible that the vaccine that they received was free of SP40, but they're getting it somehow. So, I mean, another theory might be that it's actually a contagious virus, and that's something that's been discussed in the literature also, in the scientific literature about this, that it could be passed from mother to child, or it could just be passed, you know, as other viruses are passed. SP40 is an interesting issue because kind of the mainstream, I shouldn't say mainstream community, because there's an awful lot of scientific literature in peer-reviewed journals talking about SP40 being found in cancerous tumors and, you know, contamination of the vaccine and all that. But I guess maybe like CDC and government health organizations kind of try to downplay the risk of SP40 causing cancer and also contamination of the vaccine. But, you know, it's clear that people are getting cancer from it. It's clear that the SP40 is showing up in people's cancerous tumors, and there's a lot of scientific literature positing that there's a connection.
Sarah, let's take a call now and speak to Howard in Seattle. Hello, Howard.
I'm a Rotarian. I'm a member of a Rotary Club here in Seattle. And so for 10 years that I've been a member of these clubs, we have been collecting money and paying for the oral polio vaccine. And of the, you know, tens of thousands of people here in the United States that are members of Rotary Clubs, hundreds of them every year will go out to faraway places where they will be a part of a team to administer the oral vaccine to little kids. And so they come back and they tell the story and so on. So 10 years ago, what they would tell us is, if you donate this money, we're going to wipe out polio once and for all forever. And so you'd ask the question, well, how many cases are there left here in the United States? And they'd say, well, about, or in the world, and they'd say, well, about 5,000. And I think it was 3 years ago that they finally said, we're down under 1,000 now. 2 years ago, they announced we're down around 200. But the costs are just incredible. So there's quite a controversy about, do we need to spend another $500 million on vaccines to finally get the last case wiped out? But if you do, this is it'd be like smallpox. You never have to have immunization for smallpox anymore because they finally wiped out the last case. So I think I wanted to present that perspective.
Sarah, what's your take on what he just said?
Well, I think that people, I actually had read in one source that we're currently spending, at least worldwide, around $1 billion, on continuing to vaccinate for polio. And, you know, I think that I've seen in several places that even like the WHO and, people who are pushing for worldwide vaccination and eradication are starting to question whether that's even a possibility. Because the oral polio vaccine is spreading these vaccine viruses, it's spreading in places where people have been vaccinated multiple times with the oral polio vaccine. And so I believe we're now at a point where the oral polio vaccine is actually causing more cases of paralytic polio than the wild virus, yet they continue to use that to fight the wild virus.
I don't know. I mean, it's something that I've seen a lot in the studies, like this quote, you know, where people are talking about fighting fire with fire. And at this point, it seems like the vaccine's pretty dangerous compared to the actual threat.
Was the vaccine, Sarah, the reason why polio was eradicated for the most part in the United States, or were there other factors behind that?
Well, you know, I think that that's kind of a complicated issue because that's definitely something that's repeated over and over again. You know, people talk about just all of the cases of paralytic polio that were occurring before the vaccine was introduced. But I think that when you think about that question, you have to look at, first of all, right after they introduced the vaccine. So in 1955, that's when the vaccine was introduced. They actually changed the way that paralytic polio is, where that polio is diagnosed. Before that time, it was, if you had symptoms of paralysis any time within a 24-hour period, you could be diagnosed with polio. And after the vaccine was introduced, it was a much longer period. It was extended to like a 60-day period. You had to have some residual paralysis. Well, if you look at, you just go to the CDC website and just look at the description of what happens when people are infected with polio, for the most part, most people are actually asymptomatic, which 95% of people are asymptomatic, but the people who do have paralysis, a lot of them recover. And just right off the bat, regardless of whether the vaccine was effective or not, because they changed the definition of how polio was being diagnosed, that caused the number of cases being diagnosed to go down. The other thing that they did was change the definition of an epidemic. I think it was like, in order to have an epidemic, you had to have, I think, 6 in 100,000 cases before 1955. And after that, the number went way up. I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but I think it was something like 60 after that. So just by changing definitions of how things were reported, that made what was being reported, the numbers of polio, go down. Do I think that it had any effect on polio, on the rates of polio? I mean, probably, but you have to keep in mind that we were using the oral polio vaccine, which is a live virus vaccine, and most of the time, you know, people are asymptomatic from that. But it does cause paralysis in some cases. So there were definitely people being exposed to a live virus who may not have otherwise been exposed to polio. You know, so it's like, I don't know. You have to think about the morality of that too. You know, like, is it okay that some people were getting paralyzed if fewer people were getting paralyzed by the oral polio vaccine than were getting paralyzed by the live virus? Does that mean that it's okay that those people are sort of sacrificed for the so-called greater good? I personally don't think so, but
yeah,
you know, kind of
who knows. Sarah, keep up the great work. I look forward to the release of your next article. She's already released several. You can find it all at bobtuscan.com, and you can email us thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com if you have any further questions. That's Sarah Walker, our investigative journalist of bobtuscan.com. We'll be right back next hour with Clint Richardson to talk about the protocols of the Elders of Zion. Don't go anywhere. We must take the
with finance.